And welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is January 13th, 2008, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up is the weekly news from Mike Hagen and the Nikonian's Academy. The big news this week is a price reduction in our one-day workshops, reduced from $199 to $179. That's right, starting with our February workshops, we will reduce our prices $20 each, thanks to our generous workshop co-sponsors HP and Datacolor. If you've already purchased a workshop at the previous price, then, well, you'll get a refund for any of the one-day workshops you attend starting February. So don't worry about that if you've already signed up and paid for February workshops. You will get the reduction. Also, thanks to HP and Datacolor, we are able to bring large format B9180 inkjet printers to our streamlined workflow and inkjet printing workshops around the USA. These one-day workshops will show you how to set up your computer and your printing system for seamless integration, which is always handy. We'll be using Capture NX as our editing software, and we'll be demonstrating the proper configuration for software preferences, printer settings, paper choices, and managing your digital files. So join us for a great lesson on how to create amazing prints with your own digital images. As well, Winston Hall and Mike have been using the D300 camera since November and have grown to love the files they are getting from the camera. One of the neatest functions of the camera systems is the active delighting menu item. Just yesterday, well, not exactly yesterday because it's Sunday and Mike was talking to us a couple of days ago, Mike was using his active delighting on a high contrast sunset in Maui, Hawaii. We all feel bad that Mike had to go to Hawaii, don't we? He set active delighting for high, along with setting the raw file for a 14-bit, and was absolutely blown away at the dynamic range of the photographs. He was able to pull details from the shadows that simply blew him away. So at our D300 workshops, both Winston and Mike will be showing the proper use of delighting on the D300, as well as the differences between processing your RAW files in 12-bit and 14-bit mode. With all the hubbub around the new Nikon D300, Mike doesn't want you D200, D80, and D70 owners to feel like you've been forgotten. These cameras are all professional tools and are used every day for high-end photography. With this in mind, we have continued our classes on the D200 and the D80, D70 for 2008. For our D200 workshops this year, we've added a new series called D200 Advanced. If you've been shooting with the D200 for a while, and or you've attended the previous D200 in-depth workshop, then you should strongly consider signing up for the D200 Advanced workshop to help take your photography to the next level. For those of you who are using the very popular D80 and D70 cameras, then our D80 and D70 workshops are just about the very best way on the planet to learn how to unlock their full potential. So that's the news from Mike and the Nikonian's Academy, and if you want to find out more, check the blog for the direct link. More news from Nikonian's is all about podcasts. Well, have you checked out our newest podcast? If not, don't forget to tune in to Nikonian's On Location at podcasts.nikonians.org. And there you'll find this podcast, The Image Doctors, and all of our other podcasts and all of the archives as well, so you can go back and download anything you'd like. Moving on to news from Nikon, if you're still not sure if you need the new Nikon D3 or D300, check out some reviews by Bjorn Rorslett and Canon aficionado Michael Reichman. I had hands-on on a D300, oddly enough, in the Belfast airport, but hey, you take it where you can get it sometimes. And, well, I'm going to be saving my pennies, so check out those reviews if you're still undecided. In other news, Lexar kicks up the capacity on their high-capacity secure digital cards to a whopping 8 gig. So if you use those and you want more memory, check out the new cards and they should be available by the end of January. Sigma has set an MSRP for their new 4.5mm f2.8 DC fisheye lens. And that's at about $1,400, but we suspect that the actual street prices will be a bit lower, so another thing to save your pennies for. Moving on to the forums, there's a couple of interesting discussions in the cafe, and the first one that jumped out at me was called Customs and Duty Questions. So if you're one of these generous folk who decide that you need to upgrade your equipment and want to send your old equipment off to a happy buyer, but that buyer is in another country, check out the thread to see some hands-on feedback about how customs and duty seems to work when shipping things outside of the US. Always handy to know what charges you might hit through the various shipping agencies that you could use, be it the postal system or UPS or anything else, so check that out. And another interesting chat was called Your Great Grandfather's DSLR. Will it work? Some of us have inherited fairly old standard SLR cameras from way long ago, and most of them still work. But what do you think is the future for current DSLRs? So check that out. The online photo assignment for January is called New Year, New Beginnings. So if you'd like to take a picture and find out and post that in the threads, definitely check that out, and I'll put the link into the blog for you. The forum of the week this week is called Nikonians Travel and Meet, Tours, Workshops, and Get-togethers. Now, usually I announce, the basic threads of somebody's looking for somebody to get together with in a various area of the planet, but there's just way too many since I've been away for a few weeks. So check out that forum and see what your fellow Nikonians are up to around the world. And wrapping things up with my choice photo, and it is called Becalmed, and I'll leave you with that. So if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, feel free to email me at newsflash@nikonians.org or drop us a line in the podcast feedback forum. And I will be back next week with the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.